Pero yo sabía que ya casi estaba allí. El haber podido llegar a ese punto me daba emoción.
Paula Clement slips an instructional video on birthing into a VCR. And immediately, the room full of expectant parents pay attention. It's in a language they understand. The video is part of an outreach program on healthy babies that Clements, a registered nurse, runs at Francis Nelson Community Health Center in Champaign. She lays Spanish leaflets alongside cookies and chocolates. Anything, she says, to make her patients feel at ease.
I try to picture myself going to another country and not speaking the language and being pregnant at the same time. That, to me, would be the most terrifying thing.
Clement says 10 years ago it was rare to meet a Spanish-speaking person at the health center. Today, she says, it's just the opposite. Only 3 expectant women of every 10 speak English.
No llores.
Irina Rodriguez plays with her only child, 4-month-old Amaris. She remembers being scared that the hospital staff wouldn't understand her when she was in labor.
Yo pensaba hacerlo por mí misma porque sé hablar un poco inglés, pero
I was thinking about going through everything myself because I speak very little English. But because of the pain, I decided I couldn't do it.
Through Clements, Rodriguez learned about the doula program offered at Carl Hospital in Urbana. A doula is a woman who stays with a pregnant woman through her delivery. It literally means mothering the mother. Rodriguez says having a Spanish-speaking doula helped her focus on having the baby rather than on trying to make herself understood. Elaine Hsu is a PhD student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She studies cultural and linguistic problems in healthcare settings. She says a lot of minority patients postpone going to the hospital simply because they don't speak the language.
When a patient goes to the clinic, he might have a cold, but if a minority patient goes to the clinic, he would have a cold, stomach, indigestion, and severe headache. They have 10-20 problems they want to solve in one medical encounter.
Hsu says one doctor got a little frustrated on hearing about his patient's complaints.
He says, "So how long have you had the headache?" 5 months. "Why didn't you just say that last time?" We didn't have an interpreter last time. These are common situations.
Anha Ho is co-director of the Refugee Center in Champaign and often translates for the Vietnamese-speaking population. She says every appointment begins the same way.
But I have to apologize first. They say, "Well, I'm going to ask you very direct and sometimes private questions. And people in our country are very discreet. We don't reveal things easily. When you go to the OBGY, the gynecologist, we always right away, when was the last time you had intercourse? How many pregnancies?" You know, very, very precise questions.
And Hsu adds, translating isn't just about the words. There's also meaning shaped by culture.
In Chinese culture, it is really difficult for a male patient to say he's impotent or that he has sex-related problems. Usually, they would say they have weak kidneys. The doctors would probably say, "Oh, you have weak kidneys? We'll check that out." And when he do all kinds of blood tests and everything's fine, and the Chinese patient will come back and say, "I have weak kidneys," the doctor might misunderstand about the patient or think that the patient has psychological problems, whereas the patient knows what's going on, but he's using his cultural concepts to talk to the doctor.
Mary Clevenger teaches nursing at Parkland College in Champaign. She says even if you don't speak the patient's language, a little creativity can sometimes prevent a major misunderstanding. She says, take the case of a Mexican family who signed consent for circumcision of their newborn son.
Some cultures, particularly Mexican culture, often does not believe in circumcision. So I went down just to find out for sure, and it was hard to find words that described circumcision. So I drew a picture. Hopefully I didn't scare them. But it turned out they did not want the circumcision, so they didn't get one.
Hugh Phillips works with Spanish-speaking workers at El Centro in Urbana and says often healthcare providers get impatient or speak loudly with non-English speaking patients. He says he recently did a workshop for medical interns and found many had the wrong impression of Hispanic people.
Someone told them that they should wear suits and ties, that they're only respected if they're very professional looking. Well, that isn't true at all. They love you to call them Maria or whatever their name is. They are here in this country, most of the workers, at great sacrifice, and they endure a lot of hardship. And so that when people are warm to them, they warm up immediately. And so you don't always have to know the language perfectly. your body language can do a lot for you.
It's possible Spanish-speaking Rodriguez will face language barriers in the future, as baby Amaris requires doctor care. But as she plays with her child in the sunshine, those concerns are for the moment forgotten. Between mother and daughter, there's perfect understanding. I'm Kavitha Cardoza.